So COVID was, it was this, it was the huge, it was the disruptor of disruptors. Now, disruptor and disruption is a term used in the literature and in magazines and the newspapers to describe how technology is shaking things up. For instance, the self-checkout, that is disruptive. It's because you need to change your habits. People will lose their jobs. It's disruptive. So they needed an excuse, something so big, something that would draw so much attention so that people would relegate their work and their normal habits, their everyday habits, everything that they knew. It would be shifted and put in the background and on the shelf because of the immediacy of having to survive something that was going to kill you, right? For no other reason would people have found it acceptable to be told they have to be home inside their houses by 8 p.m. because otherwise the police that are patrolling the streets would, well, that they would have confrontation with the law. There is nothing else in the world, I think, that would have put people in that predicament and made it okay to say you can't travel more than 5 kilometers from your home for months on end. There was just no way of doing this. There was no way of having people agree to watch a concert online or to cancel their holidays or to not make plans for holidays. Only a mortal threat could have done that, and an invisible mortal threat that you can't see, you can't verify, you can't validate. How many of us can, outside of being a virologist or an epidemiologist? And even still, they picked something new, something novel that nobody had experience in. So nobody knew, nobody could concretely and with conviction and say, oh, I know exactly what this COVID is, and these, this is your risk. It was basically they just threw something at us and said it's going to kill you. And well, it was up to each individual to deal with that idea and try to live through it. And the best way to do that would be to follow orders, like, well, they said put a mask on and it will help. And stay away from people, it'll help you, survive and live. Only under that circumstance would you not go and hug your mother. Only under that circumstance would you not celebrate your children's birthday. Because doing so might wipe you all out. So, and at the same time, all the mandates and policies that came about, that came about, that were planned and organized for COVID were very much training for the fourth industrial revolution, meaning how life will be further down the track. And it was very much a shock and awe kind of situation. Like, the harder it is the first time, like the more shocking it is, the more, the bigger it is. Then, and we've never had this kind of experience, right? Not in Australia, that's for sure, not in Melbourne. And because we have no frame of reference, absolutely no frame of reference, you sort of make it up as you go along, you follow what other people are doing because, well, that's got to be the right thing to do, doing what everybody else is doing. And, when they lighten up, we had a very hard few years here, and things lightened up a bit. And I expect that not all of the fourth industrial revolution is going to be so hard. Like they gave us the really hard tests at the beginning, put a lot of pressure on us. And I think after that, all the other disruptions will always pale in comparison to getting locked down. Like this is simultaneous, like getting locked down, getting curfew, having to wear a mask, having to social distance, not being able to spend cash, testing like maniacs, you know, testing for the saliva. We even had, you know, the forehead, you know, temperature testing to walk into a shop. After that, everything will be pretty easy. You know, when they say, look, all you need to do is QR code, like that's it. That's all you need to do. By comparison to what people had to do, well, it's going to be plain sailing. And if anyone rears their head and says, oh, I don't like this QR coding, I don't want to be tracked and traced, people will reflect back on how things were at the beginning and how really they struggled, how they were suffocated by rules. And it will be trivial to them that there's anyone going, oh, I don't like this invasion of privacy.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I'm going to ask you then, because this is